Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be learning two Mishnayos from the fifth chapter of Pirkei Avos. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis 1 and 2. Mishnah Aleph says, "Be'asara ma'amaros nivra ha'olam." The world was created through 10 statements. Uma Talmud Lomar, and why teach us this? V'halo b'maimar echad yachol hisbaros. God could have created the world with just one statement, so why do we need to be told that he did 10? Is to give greater punishment to evil people who destroy the world, since it was created with 10 statements. And it's to give greater reward to the righteous who maintain the world, since it was created with 10 statements. To explain this Mishnah, let's take a look in the parish of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Basara ma'amaros," with 10 statements. "Keshetistachel b'chol ma sheba b'maisa b'reishis v'yomer timatzem tisha." When you take a look in the creation account, you'll see that it says the word v'yomer, and he said, 9 times. "U'b'reishis asiri," and the 10th is the word b'reishis. "V'aval pi shelo hisbarabo milas v'yomer ha'inyan mor alav." And even though it doesn't really explain the word vayomer, you can derive it from context. V'ki'ilu amar vayomer Elokim yu shamayim v'aretz. It's as if God said, let there be heaven and earth. Kilo nihiyu mibilti maimar. Because these things could not have been created without a statement, just like everything else was created with a statement. V'hayayachul l'saper b'riyachula b'maimar echad. But God could have made all of creation with just one statement. Kishayomar v'yomer Elokim yu shamayim v'aretz v'yirakia v'yakavu hamayim v'gomer. Because God could have just said, let there be heavens and earth, and let there be a firmament, and let the waters be gathered, etc. V'amnan yachid maimar l'chol inyan l'hodiya godel zeh hamatzias v'tov sidro. But rather, God made a unique statement for each thing in order to let us know the greatness of existence and the goodness of the order in which he made them. Ushemafsidu mafsid davar gadol, umetakno yitakein davar gadol. And one who destroys it destroys a great thing, and one who maintains it maintains a great thing. Rotsa lomar shemafsido mishemafsid nasho afsher biyado letakno lohafsida. This means to say that one who destroys it destroys his soul, which is within his power either to destroy or to maintain. Ukeilu hu hatachlis ha'achron michlal ha'matzios asher amabo asara ma'amaros kamo sheba'arnu b'psichas chiburozeh. And it's as if he's the final purpose of everything that was created, for which God said these 10 statements, as the Rambam explained earlier in this chapter. Moving on to Mishnah Beis. Asara doros ma'adam v'yad Noach. There were 10 generations from Adam until Noah. Lehodia kama erech apayim lefanav. In order to let us know how patient, how long-suffering God is. Shechol hadoros hayu machisin uboin ad shehevi aleihem es mehamabul. Because these 10 generations, they increasingly provoked God until he finally brought the waters of the flood upon them. Asara doros mi Noach v'yad Avram, and there were likewise 10 generations from Noah until Abraham. L'hodia kama erech apayim lefanav, again to let us know how patient, how long-suffering God is. Shekol hadoros hayu machisim umboin, because again, these 10 generations kept increasingly provoking God. Ad shebao Avram v'kibal alav schar kulam, until Abraham came and he received the reward of all of them. To explain this Mishnah, let's take a look in the parish of Yachin. Asara doros me Adam v'ad Noach. There were 10 generations from Adam to Noah. Kemeforish b'Torah, Adam holid sheis, v'sheis holid enosh, v'chulei. As it explains in the Torah, that Adam gave birth to sheis, and sheis gave birth to enosh, etc., for 10 generations. Ad Noach, and this continues until Noach. Ulamai nafka mina hodiasnu Torah seder hadoros halalu. For what purpose, what difference does it make that the Torah should teach us these generations? Doesn't seem to have any practical application. Ad shehevi aleihem es mehamabul. So it was 10 generations until God finally brought the floodwaters upon them. Da'av al-gav, de'biyud gimel midos, kvar chasiv, shehakadosh baruch hu erech apayim. Even though we already know from the 13 attributes that are explained in the Torah, we know from this that God's patient and he's long-suffering. Al kol panim, lo yodanu ad kama doros hu marechav. but from this, we don't know how long he'll put up with something. So that's why the Torah explains with this list of generations. Shirakad yud doros marech apo ula yeshuvu. It's only 10 generations that he's willing to wait for the possibility that people will repent. Vim lo hachi kaamar hariksiv poket avon avos vagomer. Ashleishim vad revim vaharizem mari bishochsin maisa avosehem biyadehem. And if not for this, then all we would have to work with is the statement that God revisits sin for 3 and 4 generations, and this is dealing with when people continue to perform the sins that their forefathers performed. And this is quoting a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Nira li, and it appears to me, Yachin says, "Dahacha dahaya toli bezeh hashchasas kol ha'olam shani." And Yachin opines that here, where it's talking about the destruction of the entire world, that's a different matter. So the rules are different when it comes to destroying the entire world than with just repaying people for their ancestors' sins that their own actions mirror. Asara daros, mi Noach v'ad Avraham, 10 generations from Noah till Abraham. Gam heim menuyim b'Torah. These are also counted out in the Torah. Ulinian ma, mana Torah seder daros elu. So for what purpose does the Torah list these 10 generations? So these generations increasingly provoked God until Abraham came along and received the reward of all of them. It means to say the reward that was fit for all of them. Which would have been to draw them under the wings of God's presence. And for God to reveal himself, metaphorically speaking, as he did to Abraham. And to forge a covenant with them. And to give their descendants the Torah. And to perform miracles and wonders for them. And to give them the influence of prophecy. And this was God's original intention. He wanted all mankind to benefit from these precious things. But when the first 10 generations sinned, nidchu kulam, they were all pushed off. Rak Avraham, except for Abraham, v'hamuchbar shebezaro, and the select of his descendants, d'hainu zera Yisrael avdo, meaning the descendants of his servant Israel, zaku b'mitanus haniskal el. So they were the ones who merited the rewards that were enumerated above. Uklal tana kol hanach b'haschar shekibal Avraham avinu alav shalom. And this is why it teaches all this reward that Avraham received. And it's not like above where we're talking about the 10 generations from Adam until Noach. Because there it's explicit about the punishment that they received. But here it's talking about the reward that they missed out on. Klomar, ayidei mashe zaku Avraham avinu olav v'shalom v'zaro, means to say that which Avraham and his descendants merited. Nira v'nis gala mashe efsidohem, so it reveals what it was they missed out on. V'kamash ma'an la'el, sh'akadosh baruch hu marach apo yud doros, l'inyan hefsed hagufnios. And it teaches us that what it says above is how patient God is for 10 generations when it comes for a physical loss, when it comes to people being punished physically. But what it teaches here, that this is also true when it comes to missing out on a spiritual pleasure. All right. That is the end of Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Join us again next week when we'll be doing 2 Mishnayos from the so-called 6th chapter of Pirkei Avos.